Good morning. Can you believe it? It is that time of year again. We're getting ready to go into session, and it's time for our Capitol call. And we have Senator Julie Daniel. We also have Miss Wendy Stearman, who is new to the game, as they say. And you're no longer the rookie Judd Strom.
Still act like it.
But, yeah, it's a new year. I just talked to the governor last night. He's looking forward to this new session. Still wants to make Oklahoma top 10 state for business, and of course keep investing in Oklahomans. I'm going to start with you, Senator Daniels. New session, a lot of different things. Some things still kind of hanging over from last year.
Yes, in fact, because there are so many bills hanging over from last year, bills that passed the Senate but didn't get heard in the House because of COVID and vice versa, we have a record number of bills to deal with. And just as an example, I chair the Judiciary Committee, and there are 90 bills assigned to my committee. We're not going to hear 90 bills in four meetings, but a lot of those bills are from last year. So I'm going through, I read half of them yesterday, and I'm going through and seeing which ones can I do quickly and start committees on Tuesday. That's not traditional in the Senate, but we're going to start committees the very first day of session to process this volume of bills that have been filed. So that'll be a different thing. And then we have all our COVID protocols, which I just go to work and I notice that I'm supposed to do something a certain way, or they're concerned about where somebody sits. I just wait until they say, go sit here and not sit there. Otherwise, I just go to work and let somebody else deal with all those things. But the building's open, you know, and people are coming to visit us about things. Just one other thing, if you call me or text or email me to vote on a bill, it hasn't even been to committee yet. Chances are, if it's not my committee, I haven't read it yet. If it's a House bill, it may never get passed and come to the Senate. So I've asked my assistant, Kathy, to be in touch with everybody and say, once that bill is a live round in the Senate, you know, I'll address whether or not I'm going to support it and get back with you. Because otherwise, all of our time right now would be taken up with reviewing and deciding what we think about bills that we may never vote on. So that's just... But we'll get back to you. It's just that can't do all that reading at once.
Well, Judd, you got a nice little upgrade in your office this year. You're no longer in that bunker.
No, I'm back up on four. I've got a window right by the right with the leadership team. It's kind of nice that you actually have had pictures sitting on the floor all year last year, just kind of waiting to go up. I could show them off, but I couldn't drive a nail into the concrete in my little bunker. So
I gave you artwork this week.
Yes, you did, and it's actually Harvey Payne went to school with my mom. I actually know the author, the photographer, and so it's already up in my office. It's gorgeous, a buffalo picture in the sunset.
Beautiful. Now, you were showing me some photos just before we went on the air of the interior. A lot of work's been done on the campus.
You know, I'll tell you, it's sad with COVID going on and with the building. It's open, but they're kind of limiting. I wish more people could come in and see it. The building for so long has just been this kind of white, bleached office building as they've covered up, but with the remodel, is absolutely one of the most gorgeous buildings in the state of Oklahoma inside there. The colors and the art has all been cleaned and the marble's all been polished, and it's just wonderful to what they've done in there. And actually, one of the lead builders right now, I got to stop and take a picture the other day, was J.W. Chiefs from Pawhuska. Mm-hmm. And so I got to visit with him for a little while and really thank him for the work they're doing. And that was great, having a kind of a hometown boy down there doing all the work.
There you go. And Wendy's chairman, this is a first for you. How you doing now?
Doing well. I don't have anything hung in my office yet, but but I am actually moving stuff in and learning all that I can, watching all of the... it's very nice. I can watch the committee meetings, and so did a lot of that this week. Judd did a great job. I'm sorry, Representative Strom did a great job chairing his meeting yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I'm just learning the ropes. My legislative assistant is new this year, as am I, so we are figuring it out together.
Oh, wow. Well, this is going to be a lot of fun. Well, you hit the ground running because you've already put together a piece of pending legislation, we'll call it.
Yes, yes.
Can you tell us about it?
Okay. It's really just trying to return some of the legislative authority to the legislature. So often that gets taken by other branches of government, and so I'm just trying to make sure that laws that affect the constituents in all of Oklahoma, and specifically here, are decided by the legislature. And so it's addressing the the continued emergency powers that have, or the emergency declaration that has been renewed many times.
And do we have a problem with branches superseding their authority and squeezing the legislature out yet?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Just wanted to make sure.
She didn't equivocate, did she?
No, no. So there was none of that gray area going on there.
Play off of that. Of course, we're lucky to be in Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
In terms of
Absolutely.
Abuse of executive power, most states would say we don't have any. And I think what Representative Stimmerman wants to do is to clarify what the boundary should be.
Sure.
Similarly,
not suggesting abuse in any way, and I am very thankful for that. And I think I mentioned that in our interview.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You said that restraint has been remarkable.
Absolutely, and I'm very thankful for that. But the restraint is on the part of the individual, not on the statute. And I want the statute to yes.
Wow, I like that clarification.
And in terms of taking back or reasserting proper legislative authority, it can be a bit tedious, but almost half the laws that we're required to follow in Oklahoma mm-hmm. are actually administrative rules that have been set by boards and commissions and executive branch agencies. Now, each year, the legislature is supposed to take all those rules mm-hmm. and look at them and go, okay, they look all right to us, and a resolution that says we either approve them all or here's one we don't approve and send it back. Well, we've got a little lax in doing that, and it's kind of an overwhelming responsibility. So I have a bill working with several others to create a joint commission, a committee on rules that would have House and Senate members, and all through the year, they would be reviewing these rules that are coming down from these, let's say the pharmacy mm-hmm. board, or some other board promulgates a rule that's going to apply, like a law, mm-hmm. and we can review it and talk to them about it and decide then, do we really think this is a good idea or not? Mm-hmm. And so I think we're going to find maybe that agencies look a bit more carefully before they suggest a rule or are on notice that the legislature will be exercising its authority to say, no, not that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a big, long bill to get passed. It involves lots of moving parts, but I certainly hope to advance that this year and get the legislature back engaged in this big part of government that, given our four-month session and all that we have to do, we kind of let that slide sometimes. So mm-hmm. looking forward to getting that one past the finish line.
Well, when you enter, huh?
And on that note, too, I did request the administrative rules for that purpose. I wanted to be involved in that process, and I was placed on the Administrative Rules Committee, and I'm very thankful for that.
Good. You can become an expert of the new system if we get it passed.
Excellent. Yes.
Yeah. How you doing there, Representative Strom?
I love it. I just sit here and learn and watch, and this is perfect.
Now, you have been tasked to a lot of different committees. You're a busy guy. You don't have time to really fix up that office anymore, do you?
Very much so. You know, I came in this year as the chair of general government on AMB subcommittee, and so that was the committee that we held with OMES, which is one of the big six agencies yesterday. It's $1.5 billion agency, and so it's hard to get down into the nuts and bolts of that, but we try to dig into it and figure out where we can create efficiencies or save some money there, actually get more bang for our buck. As well, I'm on judiciary as well, criminal judiciary, and we've been frantically going through bills that just published on the 21st over about the last week down at the Capitol. With 1,942 bills, named and numbered bills, come generated in the House of Representatives. Now, to make that seem a little softer, a lot of those are just titles and shell bills right now. They might get language, they might not ever. As well, I think there are 400 that are speaker bills, which might just move a time or a date or a responsibility of an officer somewhere. So those just kind of come through, they have to be changed in statute. More than likely they're gonna happen. But I don't, like the senator said, at this point right now, don't get scared if you hear about a title that comes through. You know, it's like, I just can't believe anybody'd run this bill, and or please support this bill. There are a lot of great titles with good intentions, but they never get any language put in them, or they never really pass the floor. And you have, like the senator says, you have people calling your office, they're either furious or very excited about something that really has no meat to it yet. So give us a few weeks before you really get mad.
We're excited. I do want to clarify, there is no such thing as a shell bill in the Senate.
Okay.
We have to file a bill with language.
Okay.
And you really shouldn't put in just generic language, or somebody's going to come to you and say, excuse me, if you want to run a bill, it needs clearly to have the subject matter, and
you're going to get straightened out.
We're a lot more strict about that than the House. But then there are a lot more House members. They just have a whole lot more to have to manage over there than we do.
Well, I got a question. How big is the feet on Bigfoot?
Not like yay.
Now,
as Representative Humphreys would say.
Okay, because we've got a lot of people asking, was this really a serious bill? And the answer is,
it really is a serious bill. He put the bill forward. He posted it. Now, I will say, it was not in his top eight. We have a limit of eight bills that we can put forth. And it didn't even make his top eight. However, if you're from Southeast Oklahoma and you're driven by tourism dollars, you've got deer season or you've got lake season, and that's it. We've got a lot of empty cabins the rest of the year. And whether or not this bill goes anywhere, Representative Humphreys, just by authoring and filing this bill, has already generated attention to Southeast Oklahoma. He was on Fox News. You know, I mean, Hochatown couldn't afford that kind of advertising down there as what Representative Humphreys has done for his people.
That is absolutely amazing. So we were hearing a little bit about this, of course, before session starts. So, you know, if anybody wants to keep track of it, you know, we'll get back. We'll let you know how that goes. Because I, for one, think that this is a multi-million-dollar situation that requires very little overhead.
Absolutely. Hey, and if you want a Bigfoot update every week, I got dibs on the Bigfoot update every week.
Well, we're getting ready to close up shop for this inaugural round of our Capitol call. So, final words, Senator?
Like to say, I'm trying to put out information on my Senate Facebook page and on Nextdoor and send to the radio when I have good information on the vaccination program. I know there's a lot of frustration out there. Yes, you do have to sign up for your second vaccine on the portal unless you got a card or somebody said, you come back to this place on this date. Otherwise, you do the second vaccine through the portal. The portal doesn't have a lot of functionality. Consider a medical records system that deals with 1,000 or 2,000 records, and this one is dealing with millions, and they're trying to work on it day to day, but better to get it up and, quote, running, close quote, than wait. And so I understand the frustration. We've learned a lot about emails. Just today, I said to my husband, I bet it's your AOL email. So we re-registered him with my Gmail, went right through.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so we're all helping each other through this. But my goodness, we're doing a good job with the vaccines, and we should be very glad that we have them.
Seventh in the nation per capita. That's pretty darn good. Ms. Gearman.
Well, I am looking forward to hearing from more constituents. I am easiest to reach via email. And it must be easy to find because I am receiving many emails and about many topics and, as they said, many bills that have not yet even made it to committee. But I appreciate it. I like to hear what everyone thinks, and I hope that I will hear from many of them.
All right. Representative Strom.
I'll just make one comment on the budget and the income of the state. We've been looking at that. Now, any number we give right now, we can't give a definitive number. The Board of Equalization doesn't meet until the middle of February, towards the end of February. But right now, we can pretty easily say that we're going to be able to deal with something like a flat budget. Having opened up our economy, keeping people at work, or allowing people to stay at work, rather, it really looks like, and some of the decisions made last year, that we're going to be in a lot better position than I would say most states as we come into the 22 fiscal year.
All right. I want to thank you all for coming by today and way to kick it off. And we'll be reconvening soon. You've been listening to Capitol Calls right here on K1, brought to you by Phillips 66.